Welcome to another episode of Story Break, the resident podcast where three Hollywood professionals have an hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie. I'm your guy, Freddie Wong.
Nice.
I'm a cute little bean named Will Campos. Bean, bean, beep, beep. They're called beans, right? That's what people call them, jelly beans. They're the Fall Guys.
Yep.
Are you winning, son?
Hey, everybody. It's Matt Arnold. And today we're going to take 60 ideas for a story and then break that down for a little bit, then come up with maybe 45 ideas for a story and then 30. And then like all those stories are going to be bad and they'll just be one story. Sometimes it'll take us four times to make a story. Other times, five times. Anyways.
Will we get that crown? Will we win that dub? It's this podcast that all the hot streamers are talking about. Story Boys. Ultimate Story Break.
Can we take a look behind the scenes for a moment and just, well, let's be honest with our listeners. Mm-hmm. I value honesty above all else. Excitement's not through the roof on this idea. This is definitely like, okay, let's do it. Fall Guys, but you know what? That's what we do here. Sometimes we take ideas that we're not excited about, we get ourselves pumped up, and we make a great movie anyways. Am I right, gentlemen?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
A great screenwriter is like a commando. They're like a Navy SEAL.
Yes.
You drop them into any environment, and they can find what they need to survive and operate and get the job done. So that's what's going on today. We're being dropped into the hot zone
yep.
of content that is known as Fall Guys, a game I'm sort of glancingly familiar with, through my day hustle,
well.
And the two of you have been playing, I guess.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Well, so Tom Cruise, we need to do our Fall Guys in order to do our Chicken Cross the Road. You know, you
yes,
got to do your
true.
Mission Impossible, do your Vanilla Sky. But
yeah,
you shouldn't have done Vanilla Sky.
The execs at Story Break aren't going to let us do anything we want to do unless we do this mindless crap first.
All right. So for those of you who don't know.
Studio nerds, those suits that run the podcast.
For the listeners out there who are not one of the 1.5 million people who played Fall Guys in the opening 24 hours, Fall Guys is like, it's a fun family video game that kind of, it's in the realm of like Wipeout or Ninja Warrior or like other kids or like family shows where you're a bunch of little goofy beans and you go through obstacle courses. 60 people start the game. Each round of obstacle courses knocks off some people and you eventually have one winner.
Yes.
You know, things like going across spinning platforms or big, you know, swinging pendulums or whatever. There's a bunch of different games.
It has the big goofy Wipeout aesthetic, if you're
yes.
familiar with that show.
Yes, it's very candy colored yes. aesthetic. It almost looks like a sort of like a Nintendo type thing. The characters are these very adorable little marshmallow-esque cartoon creatures that wear
yes.
wacky costumes that are sort of colloquially referred to as beans.
Yes.
So, and this is the game that's taken the internet by storm because it's 2020 and the world's on fire and everything sucks.
But we're already about 3 weeks late to it.
Yeah, we're already, wait, this is, we're more than 3 weeks late to it, I think. This has been the yeah. game for a while. We're on the tail end. Like, we like to be here at Story Break.
This game has no, not even like Rocket League level of lore. There's no lore here. The closest you could possibly try to eke out is that they're beans and that they fight for crowns. There's nothing else.
And then also the developer has said their height, right?
Yes, the developers of Mediatonic is incredible on Twitter, and they always troll people, but they revealed that the beans are 6 feet tall, which would make them about like 300, and they would make like 400 pounds of raw muscle. So it's very funny to imagine that they're gigantic. I okay. was going to say, looking at this game, the first thing that popped into my head is that I was like, oh, they fucked up because they should have gotten that fucking Minions license because you could, yeah, I guarantee, I will put my flag in the ground as an American man, as a screenwriter, and as a human being that walks this earth on all of those things, I will stake that in 2 years, Universal will do a Fall Guys ripoff where you play Minions. That just seems like you have
oh,
to do it,
very
right?
possible.
It's a no-brainer.
I would say that I would not have played this game if it was Minions.
That's true. They didn't fuck up, but Universal fucked up.
It's okay, Matt. You wouldn't have, but 10 trillion other people would have stepped up in your place. So.
Yes.
Maybe. As a person who spent a lot of time making video games with properties that you would think the same thing of, I will say that a property does not necessarily make people play a game.
Yeah, I don't know, except Matt, people don't fucking like get tattoos of Minion love is something that is unknowable and powerful to a way.
Club Penguin wipes its asshole with Minion scripts. Club Penguin was 1,000 times bigger
yes,
than Minions.
That's right. Everyone still knows what Club Penguin is as opposed to fucking. I'm sorry, was there a. Were there. Could you go to Universal Studios Hollywood and see giant Club Penguin penguins walk around? You fucking plebeian. You fucking rue.
I'm going to text you really quick a picture of there's a giant Minions Dickens balloon that like peers over Universal Studios as you crest the 101 freeway in LA.
I must have missed that beacon. Movie about the Club Penguin Penguins that Steve Carell was in and Sandra Bullock was in the sequel.
I'm sorry, did Minions get sold for $776 million?
Let's just Google how much money the Minion franchise has made.
Last time I checked, by the way, Matt, like Minions is like live, laugh, love for moms. Like,
I'm not saying Minions.
Moms love Minions.
The film series of the Minions has grossed more than $3.7 billion with a billion B's dollar movie money, with an average over $927 million per fucking film, Matthew.
But did they sell it? Yeah. Anyways.
Oh my God. Now he's just, you're just getting us riled up.
No, why, point
why,
being.
Why am I defending Minions this hard?
I don't know. I don't know why you're defending Minions.
It's Minions. It's Minions. We just cracked it. It's just Minions.
No.
It's Gru. No, we're done. I'm just saying we're done. Like, shortest episode ever. It's Gru. He's trying to find the best Minion, and it's a Minion, and the Minion that wins, and it's all the wacky Minion adventures, and one's got one eye, and then the other one's got two eyes, and goes, give him a banana, and then like, one of them throws a banana, and he falls over on, and one gets like all stuck in the pink slime, and one of them grabs a crown, and then they win. The end. Check, please. Check, please works both ways. Check, please can be like, I'm done, but also it's me going to Universal with my hand out being like, check, please.
By the way, I'll really quickly remember that the one time we got to go to the PGAs, or maybe we went twice, back when we were successful doing video game high school and we pretended like we were big boys. It was the year that they gave like the, I forget what it was, but like the Producer Guild like gave like the main award to the guy who came up with the Minions. They were like, this is the greatest producerial job anybody's ever done in like a decade. Good job.
Oh, the guy who came up with the Minions is a genius.
No lies detected, dude.
No lies detected. It was amazing.
As I recall, the guy who came up with it, also the guy who did Scrat from Ice Age. Like, he just understands characters that capture the imagination of children.
Wow.
Okay. So Fall Guys. What the hell are they? They're big beans and
they're running through big obstacle course playgrounds that are colorful.
Could we maybe hang on to the idea that this is inspired by things like Wipeout? Could this indeed be...
What is Wipeout? What are you talking about? What is Wipeout? You mean like...
Oh, Wipeout is Fall Guys, the TV show. It was on ABC. It comes out every summer. It's people compete on obstacle courses where you like jump across moving platforms over water or have to hang on to a you know, big swinging hammer and get thrown into Velcro wall. It's that sort of thing. Or like, again, just think Ninja Warrior, just cute. So yes. Like... Is this a world like Minions or whatever, like Ray say? If this was a kid's cartoon, these would just be the characters. Like, you don't have to explain why they look like this. Is this the world?
One of them would be voiced by Owen Wilson.
Yes.
And then Idris Elba would probably be in there, and he'd also, like, you know, to get him to do the movie, like, they'd have him do a DJ scene where his bean DJs.
His bean DJs!
Elizabeth Banks probably playing a spoof of her character in the Hunger Games films where she's, like, the sort of, like, dystopian announcer of the Fall Guys games. Yeah, this is starting to seem like a movie. John Mulaney's probably in there.
Oh, yeah, John Mulaney, there you go. That's, yeah. So, it would be, like, in this world, Fall Guys, Ultimate Knockout, is like
a TV show or something.
It's like, remember how big, especially like, even not as big as it was in the UK, but like, you know, like when Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, like that level, like again, like this is Slumdog Millionaire before Fall Guys with a bean. It's a little bean who wants to get on the biggest show in
a little bean with a big dream
who wants to get on Ultimate Knockout or whatever it's called, or just Fall Guys for some, you know, personal reason. We can discover that. The only other thing I'll throw in there, just before we go down that path, is do you maybe take the idea of the crown literally, and this game also decides the ruler of the kingdom?
Oh, they're the king. Yeah, they're the king of all the beans. It's a kingdom that needs a new ruler.
They found the best way to have a meritocracy. Every year, the person who is best at this obstacle course gets to rule the kingdom.
Fall Guys kingdom of Fall Guys.
It's like the equivalent. It's like Rome had it kind of figured out for a while when they were like, the counselors should like be around for like 1 year at a time. Like, then nobody can get too much power, and they did two of them, and then they were like, let's do Rome but make it one person again, but this time you win a game show and then you get to be in charge, because then you could do like the person wants to be king or queen or wants to be the leader for some specific reason, right? Like,
they want to end this blood sport.
No, it's a cute sport. Nobody dies.
Jean-Claude, you know, a cute sport.
Cute sport. It would be like they want to make their mom's birthday a national holiday. The only way they could do it is like Paddington. It's that low stakes. But then the person who's going to win is like, if they become the ruler, and it's played by Hugh Grant, if they become the ruler, they're gonna kill 50% of the population or something like horrible.
Because they just saw Infinity War.
They just want to make the awards like that's a good idea. We have too many of these guys. We have too many of these Fall Guys.
But what if we did do Infinity War, he asked. But like, has anyone really looked at Infinity War and been like, yeah, but why not, though?
Actually, that would be pretty great if his actual plot is that he did watch the movie Infinity War, and you do show it, and it is human beings in the movie, and you never explain, like, I guess this exists on Earth. He's watching, he's like, that's a great...
That is always so fun. Like, that is one of the funniest fucking things they do in, like, SpongeBob, when just, like, actual yes. human beings show up is so fucking good.
Yes.
Okay. All right, here, all right.
Oh, the bad guy starts like that Michael Douglas movie. He's just like, there's too many of us around here. There's too much traffic. Everything's annoying. I'm anxious. I hate everybody. Then he watches Infinity War, and he's like, perfect. That's a good idea. And it's very cartoonish and stupid. That's what's going to happen if he wins.
Oh, you know what's great, though? You know what's also great is, you know what the name of that Michael Douglas movie is? Is what? Falling down.
That's right. There you go. That's perfect. You recreate that opening sequence with a bunch of beans and cars.
Hear me out. So here's a question that I have, and this feels like
this I think this is the dumbest. This is going to be the dumbest one yet, everybody. Just say
this is also Jermaine.
Okay.
And by the way, Jermaine Clement, another person who definitely voiced a character in this movie.
Absolutely.
What happens to the Fall Guys after they fall?
They get churned up into slurry, and then they get fed to the other Fall Guys.
There's a giant... it's honestly one of the big problems I have with... the game is just like, I like that game a lot. It doesn't have like that pop cap level of polish in its like feedback loop. The fact that they clearly have some sort of like
pachinko
system or whatever machine below them, and you don't get to watch like the people who get eliminated like fall down into it or something, like they clearly have designed that. They just haven't finished it because the camera doesn't pan out. Otherwise, there's no reason for that to be on the bottom of the screen. So, I mean, it's definitely not that they die.
They go into a pachinko machine?
Yeah, so at the end of every round, the summary of the round says, okay, let's see who got eliminated. And all the Fall Guys are on this Hollywood Squares-esque, like, mega grid.
That's right.
And then a bunch of them get popped out. And as they fall, there are these pegs underneath them that look like the top of what would be a pachinko machine. And they kind of bounce off of it. And it feels like the kind of thing where if you were got eliminated, you could like see your guy bounce down and maybe you'll get like some in-game currency if you hit the very bottom or something. But they just clearly didn't finish that in time because they're pretty early with the game. See? So right now you just get thrown out into nowhere.
A lot of interesting stuff going on in this set as I found an interview with the lead designer. Lead designer, Joe Walsh, Freddie.
What?
Fucking.
Wait, the guy running against Trump?
No, the guy from the fucking Eagles is Joe Walsh, right?
Yeah. The American guitarist Joe Walsh. No. I met once in a strange turn of events. I met one of my guitar heroes in the Four Seasons demonstrating the video game Rock Band to him. That's a story for another time, though.
Talk about the monkey paw wish of meeting your guitar guy.
Yeah.
Joe Walsh is also the extreme Republican pundit who became an anti-Trumper, clearly to sell a book, and then ran against Trump in the primary and then was taken out right away.
Very versatile guy. Anyway, lead designer.
It's all the same guy.
The lead designer, super Republican, and guitar god Joe Walsh described what the Fall Guy is feeling when they crash to their death.
What?
Just hear me out.
To their death.
A moment of displacement, serenity, zen-like detachment from all worldly and physical bonds. Then they pop back onto the podium to celebrate their achievements. What you're seeing when you respawn is the same Fall Guy. So the more you play, the more you've been through together. You put that Fall Guy through a lot, you know. Make sure you thank them by buying them a new outfit once in a while. So it is the same Fall Guy.
So they're not dying.
That's the most cynical ploy for fucking in-game transactions I've ever heard in my fucking life. Are you kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me? Fucking...
this fucking guy.
That's incredible.
Yes.
You, the player, are putting these characters through horrible things. So please
treat them to a nice chicken outfit every once in a while.
Using our in-game bucks, our Fall Guy bucks, make sure... Fucking hell.
Okay.
Well, do we like the idea of the leader of this world being chosen by Fall Guys and somebody's trying to win it?
Sure.
Yes, I love it.
I guess, yeah, it's a crown, right? It's a crown.
Yeah.
You don't give a crown. It's not a trophy, right? They could have made it a trophy, but they didn't.
I like somebody being like, they want to be leader for like the most kind reason.
Wait to be
then, of
king.
Course, you set up the sequel. You set up the sequel because you do not address this point. Important when you're telling this crazy, you do not address the point that this child has taken on the responsibility of leading a nation for a year. You do not address that. He makes a holiday of his mother's birthday. The sequel is Kid in the White House, which is a blast. It's like, all right, you made your mom's birthday a national holiday. So are we going to war? Are we
fighting the minions or what now?
Yeah. No, war's bad. Okay, but like they're killing civilians over there. Oh shit. Okay, well we should stop that. Okay, but we're gonna have to kill civilians to do that. Oh no. Oh no, why did I do this? Okay. So that's the sequel.
Can I also just take a quick moment to just point out a couple of things that we're missing here? One, mm-hmm. there's a incredible array of microtransaction costumes available. Like that's mm-hmm. a big part of the game is customizing your character with a pirate outfit. So pirates exist.
Self-expression.
A French fry outfit. They fry up potatoes for food. Dinosaurs. They had a prehistoric period. Additionally, when we look at this final scene of when things remain of this board, two details I'd like to draw your attention to. Number one, these floating helicopter cameras. So they have gyroscopic flight. And the other thing is hot air balloons. So they have flight in this world. Just two little details to kind of...
That's true. Interesting.
And also the wolf costume implies wolves.
That's true. All this stuff. Okay, so that you actually... It's like catching a reflection of a bigger world, right? Like,
yes,
you know, like
exactly.
We've seen past the shadows in the Plato's cave of the Fall Guy universe back at what's casting them. So yes, this is a world that has French fries and has chickens and has all this other stuff, right?
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. So interesting. It's just, okay. All right, so you're going to become king of Fall Guy land. And so we start with a Fall Guy, and they want to...
Okay, if the winner is going to be king or queen or leader of Fall Guy land, mm-hmm. yes, what's
I think,
our main...
By the way, just to throw this in there, I think Fall Guys are gender neutral. I think they are... It was illuminating to me that Joe Walsh, despite being such a Republican rock god, referred to the Fall Guys with the pronoun they. So I think we should try our best to use they, them yes. pronouns for the Fall Guys.
Yes, they're using guys in the colloquial.
We'll dock them a couple non-gendered. Points because it is there's maybe an implicit argument that the term guys is gender neutral, yes. which it isn't. But, you know, I think we'll go with their pronouns on this
should
one.
Should have been fall fellas or people.
I don't know that. Let's not get into that whole game.
Fellow is supposed to be gender neutral. But
fellas
it's not.
Is? I guess it's.
It's the opposite.
Oh, that's so weird. You're right. Because
fellow
it's
is absolutely neutral, but colloquial. It's thought of as guys, and guy is definitely gendered, but actually most people use it as everybody.
That is really interesting, because you're right.
Yeah.
Like I've never
this is
like,
a fellow person. Yes. This is fellow person.
Wow. That's going to be my next well, actually.
Weirdly, if you were to do fella, like is more traditionally yes, feminine in Latin, so it's like it'd be fellow.
Yeah,
anyways, it's like definitely gender neutral. Anyways.
All right. Okay, so the Fall Guys. Okay, so I need to look at some Fall Guy skins to figure out who our main character should be.
Like, yeah, because what's the personality? Are they prickly, like a cactus?
There are cactus skins.
A cactus is, remember, there's going to be a whole squad, right?
Yeah, the whole squad.
There's going to be a lot of competitors, right? Because this
yes.
seems like a movie where then our Fall Guy is going to meet a bunch of other Fall Guys, and they're all... it's like one of those, like, what was that? It's like a tournament movie, right?
Where yeah, it's like Hunger Games, but not deadly.
But still, like, friendly competition, yeah.
Yeah, except for the main bad guy.
Things that kind of come to mind here, there's an assortment of cutesy animals, eggs. There's an egg one, so a chicken-egg sort of dichotomy here is expressed.
Egg one's good. It's somebody that hasn't come out of the shell yet. And then you have a prickly cactus. There's just a prickly person.
There's one that's a pineapple.
A pineapple. They're just delicious on pizza.
So they put the Aperture Science costume in here. So we can
yes.
make it.
So
it's slip.
A portal.
Well, what if
part
this
of-
actually, okay, what if low-key this is all an experiment being run at Aperture Science and this
oh
is
my
a
gosh.
Stealth Half-Life movie?
Oh, so you could do that if you want to do like a Lego movie sort of third act twist where it's like they get the crown and then it's like pulled out into Aperture Science labs. It's like, yes. Oh, that'd be great. It's like we were just doing an experiment of what is the best motivation for success. And we for sure thought it was going to be killing half of the people of your population for no reason. But no, alas, it's true love. It's family and love. You win. You've proven to all of us that this is how we should run society from now on in this world. And then it's like, yeah. That's what it was.
It's love.
Okay.
Sweet love.
Aperture Science calls up the UN and says, we did it, people. We can scientifically prove that love indeed is the best way to lead. And then everybody tears up their constitutions. And they, and yeah, that's it.
In that case, I want the reveal to happen like halfway through so that you realize like all of humanity is watching this. And like the stakes of those Fall Guy match is that if love wins, there's going to be world peace.
It's like the Truman Show and the little bean is like, realizes he's just a tool for all these humans watching this game show.
Hey, really quick, just structurally, just a quick question here.
No, that's the, okay, yeah.
How do you see this working structurally? Is this a movie-long tournament? Is this like a, you know, a training montage? Is the grizzled Fall Guy veteran who's training our hero? Is it like Slumdog where it's happening and we're getting flashbacks of everything that they've done in their life to bring them to this point? Like, how do you think this thing works?
It's not going
to
be a movie-long tournament. The only way you would
Coward.
Do that is something...
coward.
No, I mean, that's like, nobody, well, I mean. No,
fall, actually, you know what would be great? Hear me out. Hear me out.
Okay.
You do It's a Train. I wonder if Matt just had the same idea. You mm-hmm. do It's a Training movie, and it's building up, and then literally the climax is an entire Fall Guys match. And it is basically yes. in real time. Like, a Fall Guy, oh, if you make it to the crown, that's about 15 minutes of playtime.
Yeah, at most, tops. Yeah.
So, like, what if it literally is, like, that's the end, is the Fall Guys match, right?
Yeah.
Like, that they go into.
Yeah, yeah, no, that'd be great, because you could have the bad guy yeah. and the main character. Again, like, you would suddenly, like, the third round, they're on that, like, spinning platform, and the bad guy's trying to grab mm-hmm. them and think about, like, throwing them off. Anyways, yeah, yeah, I like the idea of doing, doing an entire Fall Guys. You'd also have Fall Guy action before then.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In training. But, yes, I think one big Fall Guy ending is great.
But they definitely die, right?
No,
they get reborn.
It's a cute kids movie. It's a cute kids movie.
We have that canon from Joe Walsh, remember?
Yeah. The Republican guitarist.
It's kind of like they can check out, but they can never leave.
That's really good, Will.
So, by the way, I was also going to say, is your main character the one who just wants to... I like the Fall Guys do canonically have moms. I think that's fun.
Yeah, I think I like Paddington. I like the difficulty of trying to do a Paddington character. Like, just like the sweetest...
Yeah.
And it's great because you just do this like really brutal, because then the fun of that is like the game's cute. So you expect the movie to be cute and your main character is cute. And even though everything about it's cute, you can still make everybody they're competing against super brutal and serious and competitive heavy and stuff, because they're all wanting to become the leader of Falltopia or whatever.
Okay. So let's talk about our bean.
Should we talk about our bean now, or should we go make some beans and then go talk about the bean?
We got to do some work for our bean counters and do some advertisements.
Nice.
Then when we come back, we're going to take this bean all the way.
We're going to boil this bean in Bean Town.
We're going to make a beanstalk and go shoot to the stars with the giant on it. That's how you do it. Let's do it.
Hi, my name is Graham Clark, and I'm one half of the podcast Stop Podcasting Yourself, a show that we've recorded for many, many years. And at the moment, instead of being in person, we're recording remotely, and you wouldn't even notice. You don't even notice the lag.
That's right, Graham. And the great thing about this... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Okay, and...
Okay, go ahead.
And you can listen to us every week on MaximumFun.org.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your podcasts.
And we're back.
We made so many beans. I don't know if we even have to do the rest of this episode, to be honest. We're pretty rich. We're pretty rich at this point.
That Jumbotron brought a lot of beans to the old podcast arena.
To the bean table.
All right.
To the bean bag.
All right. All right. We got
main
do
character.
Main
Should
character.
We double down on the main character here?
Yes.
I'm going to call my wallet my bean holder from now on. This is this right here. This old bill flap holds my beans. Gotta make a deposit at the bean bank. I guess I could just say bank.
Yeah, and also once you do like the old timey like railroad man, you're like, okay, I get what you're doing. All right. What's our main character?
Here's a question. So let's talk about the just world building, the costumes.
Okay.
Do you do, and hear me out, because then you'll see where I'm going with this. Do you do that like when you're a bean and when you're a fall guy and you come of age, like you take a personality test or you meet with the fall guy elder and they give you your costume based on your personality. Based on how much money you have. You go to the Joe Walsh Tribunal. But then what I was going to say is I'm like, I feel like our fall guy should be the chicken fall guy. And then our fall guy is like a scaredy cat, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
And they're like,
that.
You are the chicken, you know?
You must overcome your fear. We've never had a chicken president.
Then you do the fall guy. Again, they feel really bad about their chicken costume. And then like they realize that like, no, the chicken actually means X, Y, and Z. Like the chicken is, you know.
So you're suggesting they're forced to take a costume. Like what was that other Lionsgate post-Hunger Games movie?
Divergent.
You're talking about
it's
like.
It's kind of a divergent thing. Like it's the sorting hat, right?
But instead of like five houses, there's like 1,000 different things you could choose to be. And then you choose
Well,
that.
No, it's... Okay, here's what I think. I think on your 14th birthday or your X-teenth birthday, because I like also that the fall guys are ageless. And
on Sprout Day.
On Sprout Day, you get a birthday present. And when you open the present, it's your costume that is your identity for the rest of your fall guy life.
Oh, this is so good. One of the people competing... they purposely want to win because they want to get rid of that stupid rule. Because they're stuck with like a cactus or some stupid shit. They're like, if I win, I swear the first thing we do is get rid of this stupid thing where you get rid of the costumes. They're like, boo, we like the costumes.
Because Fall Guys also, they just had a very, for charity, they had like a bidding war for like a new skin.
Mm-hmm.
There was like just people that raised like a couple $1 million for actually a really great charity that's like for a disability advocate for accessibility in video games.
Mm-hmm.
So like it was like, you know, like Ninja had one. So it's like this shitty ninja costume. And they had like just some cringy kind of like corporate costumes. And then one of them was the bidet company. I can't remember who they were, but some streamer was fighting to get theirs as the last one. And it was just a plain skin and then a black text that says, ask me about my butthole.
Did they win?
No, they did not win. Tragically, they did not win. But I kind of, you will scream when you see that this was almost a, like someone was going to put up like almost $1 million to like, or I think a half $1 million to fucking put this in this game. So I'm dropping it in the chat right now. It's very funny.
I see. It's so good.
But I'm not saying you do the butthole costume, but you do that. One of them has a really dumb, like branded costume.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
They have like a Spotify costume or whatever, and they hate it.
That's very good.
Oh my God. Here's the best part about it. What was the bid? $420,000, $69.69.
That sounds like a person who would get that shirt. Of course people went about and start selling that shirt.
So yes, so this is very good. But I like, yes, I like that the villain wants to change that rule, right? And it's like, why should we be defined?
Oh, is that the villain? I said, you know, like the villain wanted to kill half of them. Because I support the person who wants to change that rule. I feel like that's just another fun person. Or you think that's like the villain's plot? Are you then saying the person that's bad is the person who's thinking it's wrong that you're forced to wear an outfit your entire life?
It's, I guess that is weird. I guess maybe giving that to the villain is like, but maybe that's like their sympathetic thing, but then they're going to cheat in the Fall Guy game.
I mean, you could make that the villain wants to kill half the people on Earth and the sympathetic thing is that he was forced to wear a shirt called Ask Me About My Butthole. And he's like, I hate, like the fact that traffic's bad, and then when the beam comes out, you see that they're stuck with a shirt. This is Ask Me About My Butthole. You're like, I get why this person doesn't like life. I get why he might think that you should kill half of them.
I don't know if it's a, yeah, okay, all right.
We don't have to do the Thanos thing, but then we should think of what to do. I definitely don't think the bad guy's plot can be like, because I definitely would, I not even sympathize with that. I'd be like, that bean's the good bean. That's the bean that's trying to get rid of the Divergent or the Hunger Games weird thing.
You get a costume, and then that's your costume, right? And then now we're dealing with a movie that's about identity, right? Like, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Chicken Bean. Chicken Bean is our Fall Guy, right? We're saying that, right? Chicken Bean.
Yes,
Chicken
yes. Bean.
Okay.
I like Chicken Bean.
If you do the thing where they're forced to wear an outfit, I would make, like, that feels like that'd be the main character story and not, like, helping his grandma or whatever. Unless you do that, that's what they start off wanting, but then they change their mind.
No, I don't know that you mean, like, them wanting to undo the costume thing?
I just think if you bring in this dystopian idea, like, you can't just,
you
like,
have to address it.
I don't know that. I don't know that it's that dystopian. I think you just do like, and I don't even know that you're like the government gives you this costume because they said you're X, Y, or Z. I think you just get a present and the present is your costume, right?
It depends.
If you say that it's about identity, then you have to address that. And there's no, at least there's no moral judgment value I can think of where anybody watching would be like, that's a good, I agree with that idea. Like, again, if this was Paddington, the personality is like, we're gonna come up with where this bean came from, why they care, why they're getting on this thing.
All right.
Are we doing that this obstacle course decides the leader?
Yes. We have to, or we have to start the podcast.
Yes. Okay. So then I think our main character is obviously somebody who wants to become a leader. So the fact, for example, the fact that if we were to do that, they just want to make their mom or their aunt or whatever's birthday off national holiday, that tells me a lot about that character already. Like, that's definitely a strong choice.
Because their mom has to work really hard and they want to give their mom a day off.
Churning the slippery juice for Fall Guys fights.
That's a good idea. Yes. The way they make the goop is they just have to vomit all day, so the mom is in a vomitorium.
What the fuck,
mom's in a vomitorium.
Wait, sorry. Hey, Matt,
Fall Guy
Matt, mute yourself really quick. Hey, Will, this is just a podcast with me and Will right now. Will, just real quick, you didn't see that coming, right?
I did
Will?
Not see that
no,
coming.
No, right?
Holy
like, that's
shit.
Like wildly, that's like wildly intense for the direction that all of this was going, right? Will, that wasn't, there wasn't any hint to that, right? That's
no,
just
the mom,
is that?
The mom works in a vomitorium. They just wish their mom didn't have to throw up on their
okay
birthday.
Hold on, just one
so
more one more thing, one more thing,
the
one
national
thing.
Holiday
Will
yeah.
really quick I'll do I have the tweet scheduled for tomorrow looking for another co-host.
ghosts, so that will happen this week. Okay, thanks.
Like, that's a galaxy brain idea. But it'd be like a cute vomit.
Galaxy brain! This is very good, because then I was going to suggest that the forces that collude against our main character have to do with labor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because this is like basically a worker's holiday, right?
Mm-hmm,
like, this is, you know, it's like, and it's what dark forces are at work in the Fall Guys universe that would be opposed to like this kind of unionizing and like, you know, if workers take a day off, like maybe the only day off you get is if you're going to compete in Fall Guys, right?
You either compete or you're watching it. That's the only day off.
Yes, it's the Fall Guy games, right? Yes. Like, you only get one off every 100 Fall Guy years or whatever. And then you would do, it's like Speed Racer, right? Like, the Fall Guy games are actually rigged. Like, there's
Yes, of course. You find out that the leader's always, it's like super obvious too. It's like always a family member of the it's like, of course it's rigged. How did all these fall beans, how did all these beans not figure this out at this point?
Yes. Okay.
That's an easier thing to come up with for the bad guy, too. It's like a Joaquin Phoenix sort of thing, like an entitled nepotistic ruler who's like, no, like, oh, they're older bean, because they're all gender neutral. They're older bean. Mm-hmm. The game's rigged for this bean to become the new leader.
So you're saying it's a nepotism thing.
Well, I was saying, if you're going to say it's rigged, it's either rigged for power in some way, whether it's or corporations or, you know, hierarchy of some sort.
Oh, no. Now I'm just blatantly grifting the plot of Speed Racer. But it's... Hear me out.
Okay.
Hear me out. You're going to shit your pants.
It's rigged to be excited for streamers?
No, yes. It's rigged. It's all ninja at the end. It's ninja.
Yes.
Tim the Tap Man. Play the bad guys. It's rigged by the company that makes the costumes. Because whichever Fall Guy wins the competition, sales of that costume go through the roof.
So they buy those costumes up beforehand.
Yes.
Or make them limited. And they're like, oh, nobody cares about the T-Rex costume. That's basic. And then T-Rex Fall Guy wins. Mm-hmm. Everybody's like, yo, I want a T-Rex outfit. Where are they? They're sold out except for $20,000.
Yes.
That's very good.
Okay, so now we've figured out the whole world, right? So the whole world is that you toil in the Fall
it's
Guy
just
juice
to sell costumes.
In the bean factory or whatever. And like, what's the ultimate dream? They've got you hooked on costumes, right? All the Fall Guys love buying costumes. That's how they express themselves, right? They're like, that's the pitch of working at this company. They're like, wear whatever you want to work. Wear whatever crazy costume you want.
Exactly. That's what they think is expressing themselves. But in fact, you are expressing yourself in a corporate defined hierarchy controlled by a single parent company. My God, Will, you've cracked it.
One of the characters has a shirt that says, ask me about my butthole. And they're playing because they were kicked out of their factory for wearing that. And they're like, I thought we could wear whatever we wanted in this world. Well, if I become the leader, I'm making sure that anybody can wear this butthole shirt.
Yeah, it should be they want everyone to. They're going to force everyone to wear the butthole shirt.
Yes, yes. They're going to force
that's
everybody.
That's the villain, is we are all going to be the same.
No, it's just one of the...
Or that's the rival, because then the villain, obviously, is...
Yes, the villain
the
is...
stupid
is,
gaming companies that make these games and then force us to buy bullshit DLC, and they won't even give us a free upgrade when we buy a new console.
Yes.
Okay. This is very good. Now let's pop.
Just to give the villain some sort of like fun motivation again, I always think Joaquin Phoenix is such a good villain in Gladiator. Mm-hmm. It's like, even if it is, I like this DLC thing, so I think it's very Speed Racer. You could still do that. There is a player. There's the ninja. I mean, we'll just do ninja. Ninja Bean, who wears a ninja outfit, is going to win this year. It's rigged. He's going to win.
Definitely.
They're going to win.
1,000% it's Ninja Bean.
And again, all these people who are, it's rigged for, kind of work for this company. So like, they're all members, right? They're all people or close or higher ups or families of higher up. Because again, they're people that will keep the secret or whatever.
Yes.
They're the people that benefit directly from it. It still feels like you could do that. There is a person who thinks they should be the winner. Like, they want the glory. They want their cool costume to be the thing, but it's not their turn yet. It's like, wait your turn. Like, you know, you'll be a leader at some point, but like, you're not just as good of a gamer. It's like, who cares if I'm good or bad? It's rigged. It's like, no, it's not your turn. And they compete anyways, like against the wishes. So you have this kind of like, you know, like the younger brother or the younger sibling trying to kill their older sibling as well or something like that. Like, I don't know.
I was going to say you could do the dark version of our Fall Guy's relationship with their mom. And this Fall Guy is desperately trying to earn their mom's approval. And their mom runs. I like that it's just Fall Guys and moms. Those are the two. Eventually, you become a mom if you're a Fall Guy. And you're the first Fall Guy.
If you get the crowd, you become a mom.
Ninja Bean, the other Fall Guy.
Ninja
wants to, like, you know, it's like maybe it's something like about earning their mom's approval. because they're going to make this costume the most popular. But again, then it's like, if it's rigged, like then the, okay, we didn't circle the wagon.
It's Speed Racer. Let's just do it, man. This is Speed Racer. Let's just lean in. This is Speed Racer because, I mean, yes, I like that the reason they're doing it is for their family or they want to make their mom's birthday a holiday. Mm-hmm. But like, this is straight up Speed Racer. Like, also, this Bean loves Fall Guys, loves this competition. Everybody thinks this competition is genuine. And no, it's just about DLC. It's just about selling these costumes. And there's a rich corporation that makes all the money all the time. And then the low point's going to be this Bean's going to discover that this is all rigged.
Okay, so here's your first act. Mm-hmm. We establish this Bean. And the Bean also mm-hmm. works in the Big Bean factory with the mom. They have the one day off a year where the two of them watch the Fall Guys games together, right?
Yes.
And then you do that mom has like a health scare or something like that. Like mom gets sick or mom just like their back hurts, mm-hmm. like mom's back hurts. And then our Bean is like, oh my gosh, like mom is working so hard and I don't know how many more days off I'm going to get with mom. You know, like I want mom to have more. I want to be able to spend more time with mom, right? Like, geez Louise, mom mm-hmm. works too hard. And so then Fall Guy, like the sort of leaving the zone of comfort is like they decide, Chicken Bean decides that they're going to sacrifice their day off with mom mm-hmm. to enter the Fall Guys games to fight for mom, right?
Okay.
Like yeah. that's what inspires them to get into the game, right? And they're Chicken Bean, right? And everyone's like, Chicken Bean, you're a chicken. You don't, you know, you're not going to whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then maybe you even do that. Chicken Bean's tragic backstory is that, like, I don't know how they got stuck with the Chicken Bean costume, but like it is kind of like they wear this costume because people have decided they're a chicken. And then you would do that. Then they're like, okay, I'm
gonna- it's a punishment. It could just be one of the previous leaders just said one of the rules they made was this Bean has to wear a chicken outfit because they were like a bully that or something.
Oh,
like that.
I like that.
Yeah, because it just points that there's abuse of power when somebody becomes a leader.
Yeah.
By the way, the reason they're called moms, if this is all non-gendered, is also they're all like, like amoebas, like they just like produce asexually, or so they're my only maker. It's just you're the person, the cell that made you.
MOM, my only maker.
So mom is an acronym for my only
for
maker.
My only maker, because they're just single cell organisms. Yeah, so they just split and make multiple beads. I don't know. Anyways, my one maker. Okay,
my one maker. That's very cute. Chicken Bean decides to enter mm-hmm. the Fall Guys tournament, right? And
yes,
like yeah. But Chicken Bean, and then we do the Chicken Bean's backstory is that they are a scaredy cat. Right?
Oh, like, how about the moms of working class and they can't afford it? It's either that or go naked.
That's true.
Classic.
That's true. Yes.
Make it a little class system.
The chicken
blue
costume
collar.
Is the cheapest. And that's how we subtly build in this world building of that.
It was the last place person from last year. So all chicken costumes were just thrown out. And that's the only costume the mom could afford.
Yes. Chicken Bean was a disgraced former Fall Guy who was a star and then that had a pathetic.
Sounds like we got our montage
grizzled
trainer.
Mentor, right?
Grizzled veteran.
Yeah.
Yes.
The only other.
Oh, that's great. Yes.
And so then Grizzled Chicken Bean is going to tell our Chicken Bean, like, what's up, right? Like, be like, ours.
Yes, that's very good.
Get that costume out of my face. But it's the only one my mom could afford. It reminds me of my past failures when I was a Chicken Bean.
That's very
Bean,
good.
You don't know, your actual organic maker is Chicken Bean. You were given to me as a foster child. Mom, you may not be the cell I came from, but you're still truly my mom.
Okay, so you've got Chicken Bean, and you've got Grizzled Mentor Chicken Bean. All right, now we're getting a little kindling going here. All right,
so Chicken Bean loves their mom so much they feel bad. Maybe the inciting incident of this, it's like the Thai insurance commercial, just that brutally incredible 2 minutes where this dad is working so hard, mm-hmm. and then there's that essay, and you realize the kid knew what he was doing this whole time. It's like Chicken Bean is upset because they're stuck with this little costume and they like rant about it. I guess it's the opposite of that. I feel like they say something, like they complain about it to a schoolmate, whatever their school now, schoolmate or something, and the mom overhears and she's sad, and then he realizes that like the mom like spent her last bit of money to get the Chicken Bean outfit and feels so bad about hurting their mom's feelings that they want to give their mom a break because they see how hard they're working, so that's why they're gonna win or whatever. And also the Chicken Bean outfit would become super worthwhile on a monetary level if they won.
Then they're gonna put it on Bean Bay.
Aren't they king? Don't they get to be king?
Yeah, they get to be king.
They
so that,
make,
that's
they
beyond
get to
the
make
point.
The rules. So all right, so here we go. This is cooking. Okay. I do love that there's the factory where the grown-up Fall Guys work and where all the moms yes. work. All the moms work at the factory.
All the bakers.
And all of the kid beans go to school. And then yes. at school you learn about the job you're gonna do at the factory.
Love it.
And they all do the same thing, so it's the only thing you learn.
Yeah, it's just a
and by the way,
into
the factory's just throwing up, so that's all you learn at school.
But then again, like at school, the status order, the pecking order is all about what costume you have, right? Mm-hmm. And so then again, our poor chicken bean, the only costume their mom could get them was the chicken costume.
Yes.
Because it's everyone's like, the chicken, they suck. The chicken bean lost the, you know, the fall game.
Yeah, all the rich beans got the ninja bean or whatever.
Yeah, they all got the ninja beans or whatever. Okay, so then this fall guy is like, well, golly, you know, at first is mad at their mom, and then this fall guy realizes how hard their mom has been working. It's like, golly gee willikers, I gotta get mom a day off. So then they enter the fall guys competition, and they meet
the grizzled chicken vet.
Okay, hear me out. What if you do this? What if you do that? They try it on their own, and then they fail in one of the qualifying matches, which means they're out, and then they're despondent, and then they meet grizzled chicken bean, and grizzled chicken bean is like, we're gonna sneak you in to play again under my name. And then you're going to get to go, like, and you're going to get another shot. And, like, so then there's this tension of that they are, you know, being a I don't know. Maybe that's nothing. Maybe that doesn't make sense.
What's the journey to get there? So, like, is it their training? I mean, is it just that they're training, I guess? Like, what's the...
It's all the forbidden techniques from having done it once, right? And it's like, oh, it's you think it's nice and clean out there? It's a dirty game. People be grabbing you. They're trying to throw you off every step of the way. And, you know, and they're trying
Well, yeah, because then it's... Imagine if Paddington had to fucking enter the UFC to win a trophy for Paddington's mom, right? You'd be like, Paddington would have a grizzle. It would be like Paddington and Fedor.
No, that's the next... That's the next that's story fun. Break. That story break is Paddington... Paddington 3, Paddington versus, like, who's like, Paddington in the UFC. Yes.
Well, what's incredible about Paddington is they essentially do that because they put in Paddington 2, they put Paddington in prison. And then you're like, oh man, this is, again, if this was story breaking, we were doing Paddington 2, they'd be like, they go to jail. Now there's a bunch of grizzled prisoners and Paddington's got to be tempted. But no, Paddington's so next level. They're like, no, the response is not any drama. He just makes them all nice.
Yeah, well, okay, so here's what we get. Okay, so this is very good. Act one could be, it's their first day of school, and everyone's going to be showing off their new costumes, and their mom bought them a new costume, and they open it up, and it's the chicken, right?
Yes,
and then so they're so embarrassed to wear the chicken costume, and then once they get out of sight of the mom, they throw it out. And then they go to school not wearing a costume. And then everyone makes fun of them for not wearing a costume. And then they come home. And then, like, the mom is all sad. Or the mom, you know, the mom got sick at work or whatever. But I like that moment of, like, you have to wear a costume if you're going to enter the Fall Guys tournament. So then they have to go dig the costume out of the dumpster and be the chicken in the Fall Guy competition. And then maybe it's once they wear the chicken costume in the Fall Guy competition, that's when they get recognized by the mentor, who's like, holy shit, like, but this is my chance at redemption, right? Like, the chicken costume's gonna be cool again. So, okay, hear me out. So then you do
the mentor looks in their closet and it's just chicken costumes. Like, they put all of their stock into chicken costumes.
I mean, you could also just make it super sweet, like painted, where it's like, the bean knows they're going to get made fun of, but the mom gave it to them, so they love her so much, they wear it. And then the mom's like, why were you made fun of school? Why didn't you just tell me? And it's like, oh, mom, it's okay. I just really care about you. And I thought it'd make you happy.
You work so hard, like, upchucking at the factory. I didn't want to bother you, Ma.
If I don't go to school, I can't get you a present for your Sprout Day. And she's like, I don't want anything for Sprout Day except spending time with you. Mm-hmm. Oh, darn it. They're making me work 24 hours on my Sprout Day. Oh, well, back to the Chuck Factory.
That's actually really good. That's
and
really
then
good.
They're just super sweet.
Yes, that's it. It's just they love their mom so much they wear the costume anyway. And they're like, whatever, the costume they get. It's like the costume, you know, isn't, you know, I look at it and I just see how hard my mom works and how much she loves me this costume. Everyone's like, God, ugh.
Everyone's like, boo.
Okay, so this is very good. This is very good, because now it's like you're gonna send this cream puff into the majors, right? So then they're like, God, golly, it would be sure would be nice if all the beans had a day off at the factory so they could spend their Sprout Days with their it's gonna be a new rule that moms get the day off of work on their Sprout Day. And then you do, so they enter the tournament, and then you do that they are getting trained by the elder bean between rounds. But then you do, like, to me, this is where you start to get, they start changing the way the game is made, the game is played, right? And you do in that first qualifying round, they're getting their butt kicked. And again, another big part of Fall Guys is, like, you can get all the way to the end and then, like, stay there and not run in and try to shove people out.
Yes.
Like, it's a whole thing to knock people down, like, which is a very fun, grieving kind of thing to do. But you would do... They get to the end and they do something no Fall Guy has ever done before, which is that they're number 40 or they're number 39 and they get in and someone else is about to fall off and they grab them and pull them up, right?
They help.
Like, or they're number 40 and there's one more person and they hold on to them. And then now there's 41 people in the next game. And it's like, what the hell is going on? The whole system's not built for this.
I like that they're too kind for the game.
Yes.
And then you think they're going to get cruel, but they don't.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
for
yeah,
a boy
yeah.
to do, but it's like they're like, you don't understand. Fall Guys seems cute, but like people are really pushing each other out there. Mm-hmm. By the way, really quick, I think a good low point or something that should happen is the bad fall beans or whatever realize that this kid has a chance. They have a weakness, and that's the fruit memorization game, which is the shittiest game. Because part of the game, by the way, is that there are like 40 mini games, mm-hmm. and it's random which one's picked.
Bean,
the old grizzled chicken bean would be like, okay, you're great at everything, but obviously this memorization one where you got to memorize like four fruits and get on a platform, you know what? We're just going to have to pray that that's not picked because you suck at it because they're dumb because that's part of their weakness. They're just cute, but they can't remember stuff. And then you would have there's a scout that's watching this and knows it. So that's part of the rig. You need that point at the low point where it's like, oh no, the game, the memorization game suddenly shows up, but they come up with them. What's the thing where you like, how do you memorize stuff?
Mnemonic?
Yeah, and it's like, my mom loves me more than anybody or something like super sweet like that. Everybody in the audience is chanting. Oh, the guy comes up with the idea of they all chant like mom or anyways, something like that. Anyways, whatever. Sorry,
mnemonic,
keep going.
Is that what you said, Freddie?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good pun, whoever came up with that.
So this is very fun. This is very fun. You do that, they start cooperating, right, with other beans, right? And it's like helping other beans out. And it's like, this is becoming a problem. Because you could also do, hear me out, like, you do like, the games aren't working because like not enough Fall Guys are getting knocked out of the game, so they just have to keep adding more games. They're like, you know, it's like, what the hell is going on? Like the, like, you know, like this game, if this game keeps going, the whole system's gonna fall apart or something like that. But then you would do so. They're challenging the nature of the game with their cooperative attitude, and you know, Chicken Bean is getting interviewed by like the Fall Guys media and talking about wanting a day off for all the moms, and then like this idea catches on, right? And everyone's like, yeah, why don't we have a day off?
Yeah,
right?
Wait,
like
why don't we do
like
this?
A labor agitator without even realizing it. And then so you do now, they're like, they're getting more and more of the Fall Guys to work together because it's like, hey, you know, if we all work together, maybe we can all get closer to what we want, you know? And it's fucking with the rigged nature of the game. So now the bad guys are like, all right, we got to take them out, right? And now the midpoint is they make it like halfway through the game or whatever.
Yes.
You would do behind the scenes. Now the bad guys are offering people Faustian bargains to turn on our Fall Guy. Even offer our Fall Guy, like, listen, we're willing to cut you a check right now. Your mom can retire.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't have to work at all anymore. And you can spend as much time as you want with your mom, right? Like, and all that stuff, right? And it's like all the temptations.
Oh, and they're like, but I've just talked to Dino Fall Guy and they said that their mom's kind of feeling the same thing. So I think I want all the moms.
Yeah, what about my other friends' wants? They're like, who cares about their wants? What do you need?
And then there's also like you would do that. Our Fall Guys never had friends at their school, right?
Yes.
And then now they are building a community of friends with these other Fall Guys.
Yes.
You know, people, the mentor, you know, the prickly cactus who really has a heart of gold, you know, the ask me about my butthole guy.
Who loves his butthole.
Because they all have, a, you know, their your own unique, you know, thing for wanting what they want. And then you would do, like, again, in Paddington, the low point isn't that Paddington, like, becomes a bad person. But, like, in the first Paddington, the low point is he thinks the family doesn't want him anymore. So then he leaves because he doesn't want to cause trouble. And it's a dramatic irony kind of thing. And similarly, in Paddington 2, it's the fear that the family has forgotten about him.
Yes.
So, like, you would want to, like, what would that fear be for our Fall Guy? Like, that's my question. Like, what would be that low moment?
It would be, and it would be, like, something like a misunderstanding. Like, the bad guy makes Chicken Bean think.
Yeah, it would be something about the mom, right?
Oh, it's Chicken Bean Sprout Day. And the mom sent a birthday card because the Chicken Bean's off in this boarding school or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the bad guy just takes it.
And maybe writes a new one from the mom?
Yes.
Ooh.
Oh, interesting. You're doing all this work for your mom's Sprout Day, but your mom didn't even remember your Sprout Day.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. And then he's like, oh, no. I don't know if that's enough.
Yeah, I don't know if that's quite enough. I feel like I need a more of a negation of the
negation. Yes, the bad guy, they changed the letter to be like, I know it's your Sprout Day, but I don't love you anymore. And Chicken Bean's like, oh, man.
So Chicken Bean wants to give their mom a day off. And
I mean, it'd be a low point if the mom died, right? No, I'm kidding. Well, I have an ending idea, which you won't like, but it could be the ending. And then we just got to figure out this low point. So we should just borrow the best ending because it feels like you would have like all the kind beans, like all 12 of them are going to like grab the crown at the same time. Like you said, like break the system.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just can essentially copy one of the greatest endings of all time. And they're like, well, there is no king anymore. and then they all sit down on chairs, and it's just like the end of Game of Thrones, and they say, we've created democracy now. And they're like, but we need somebody on the throne, and despite this being a Senate, one territory, one vote, and they go, Butthole's t-shirt. They got the best of them all. And Butthole's shirt means, like, perfect, I'll do it.
And Butthole was a wise bean indeed.
Butthole was a wise bean indeed. But they make democracy.
I mean, they definitely, it becomes a communist government at the end, for sure.
Yes, yes. Okay, so the low point. I think
it's
if we
the
get
red rose bean that wins at the end rose bean. And becomes okay. The new leader.
I think if we have the low point, we pretty much have it.
Yeah.
What,
right,
yes,
so
what's the turn?
So yes, it feels like Chicken Bean is going to make an alliance with other beans in the game, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it feels like then the bad guys would rig the game so that the final game is all of these beans against each other, right?
Yes, exactly. Again, pitting the union, pitting the workers against each
exactly.
other.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
they
yeah,
all
yeah,
work
yeah,
together,
yeah.
they can stop the big bean.
All right. So then it feels like you would do, then it's like, oh no, what are we going to do? And they, it's again, they make the offer to all of them. And one's like, we can rig the game so that one of you.
Oh, he takes it. He takes
he
it
takes
and
rig.
Tells the
yes.
mom, and the mom's disappointed in him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Our fall guy takes the deal because it's like, well, you know, I know.
They love their mom.
You know, it's like, I know that fighting fair and all that is good, but like, you know, the. So I like that they take the deal.
I want you to have your sprout day. And she's like, but how about all the other moms and their sprout days and all the other things and your friends? You betrayed them for me. That's not the bean I raised. This isn't a good sprout day at all.
Yeah, he ruins his mom's sprout day.
Yeah. Getting what he wants, but ruining the sprout.
Yes,
thing.
Them yeah. cheating is great. Because here's what you do. Here's what you do. The bad guy, the bad guy does all these face-to-face. Because the bad guy is like, wait a second. This bean, everyone loves this bean, right? Everyone loves Chicken Bean now. If we can control Chicken Bean, we can mollify them. We can do whatever. So the bad guy wants Chicken Bean to win. So the bad guy goes to all of the other beans that have become Chicken Bean's friends who've learned from Chicken Bean about the value of teamwork and makes this Faustian offer to all of them, but they reject him. But the bad guy edits all the footage to make it look like they're all going to betray Chicken Bean. And so then Chicken Bean's like, you're right. Like, man, like, I really should just betray all of them and do this. Or it's like, I guess I don't understand the world. This is what I'm going to have to do to make the world a better place.
And the, okay.
Yes, and then they go celebrate their birthday with their mom and tell the mom, like, great news, mom. Like, I'm going to win the game tomorrow. And she's like, how do you know that? And then he explains, and the mom's like, you ruined my.
Well, I think you do that. They get Sprout Day off for the mom. But I think their betrayal is made public for a specific
yes.
reason because they become the fall guy.
Oh,
God.
Sorry.
So, bye. Done. Bye.
Somehow them getting caught cheating lets them change the rules of the game to benefit the rig. Because, like, they've essentially broken the system, and they're like, we can't win. We can't rig this game anymore. So they're like, we need somebody else to cheat during this so we can change the rules. So then, yes, they get Chicken Bean to essentially betray their friends in order to get the mom's birthday, Sprout Day off. But then, like, yes, the video comes out kind of like Bart stealing the game or whatever. But there's a video that comes out that proves, like, look, this bean cheated, and now we're changing the rules. You know, this is an unfortunate thing.
Is this your bean of beans?
Yes. And then somehow the bean comes up with some loophole with Chicken Bean, old grungy Chicken Bean person gets to, I don't know how they get back into the competition, but they get back in somehow.
There's some zany loophole
yes.
where they still have to compete.
Yes.
Do you want it to come out that they cheated, or is it better if it's the thing with the mom?
It's probably just the thing with the mom. Well, the mom would be disappointed and doesn't believe the bean.
Oh, yes, you would do that. Yes, yeah. The mom is sad and disappointed. Or you would even do, no, actually, here's what it is. They decide to cheat. The cheat gets exposed, you know, to everybody, right? Mm-hmm. And then our despondent fall guy bean quits to go home.
Ah, yes.
And goes home to spend, and then the mom scene isn't the mom being like, I'm disappointed in you. The mom scene is the forgiveness scene, right? Like, that's always the
yes,
it's like,
yes,
yeah,
yes.
Do you know what I mean? It's not the first scene with Anthony
yes,
and Spider-Man
yes, yes.
2 that gets the tears going. It's the second
yes,
scene.
Yes, yes, yes,
so
yes.
So then the mom bean forgives Chicken Bean and reminds Chicken Bean of, like, everything that, you know, like, that they're so proud of them for fighting and, like, you know, like,
yes,
no, it's
yes.
like, it's even just getting to spend a little time with you. And then encourages Chicken Bean, like, because no one kicked Chicken Bean out. Chicken Bean just gave up, right?
Yes,
so
yes,
then
yes.
Chicken Bean's gonna go back and fight fair, and, you know,
ain't no chicken.
Yes, and, you know, it has the courage to come back, and then has the apology scene to all the other beans, and then they all work together and win the crown together at the end.
And then,
or
make-
you do their, it's the classic thing where the bean is Chicken Bean goes into that last match. What none of the beans realize is that the last match is a trap, and all the beans are gonna get killed.
Yes,
they're gonna sacrifice all the beans, and then it's gonna be like, you know, or it's gonna be a fake accident. There's a fake accident rigged up so that all the beans are gonna die except for the one that they want. Who's
oh the thing. thing is going to spin out of control and then fling them all. Like,
it's the hex game. If you don't know, there's a hex game where it's like platforms disappear. What they can't possibly predict is all the beans grabbing each other and making like a spider web and stopping each other from falling. And they all make essentially like they all hold each other and then nobody falls into the lava. And there's like there's no ending.
Yes.
Just all these beans have survived and there's none of them are going anywhere. They've all won.
They topple the system. The Fall Guys games goes back to being an Olympic celebration of Fall Guy exceptionalist, you know, like of Fall Guy athleticism and stuff like that. And
they create a new form of government
and they
Bran
have
Stark.
One day off a year from the Vomit Factory, and that is the socialist victory.
And Bran Stark, who always wore the shirt,
and then becomes
the butthole shirt, becomes
the new prime minister.
Yes.
Wow, that's a fun movie.
That's pretty good.
Fall Guys.
We didn't have a lot to work with.
And the Matt Fall Guy pun.
Yes. Yeah, very, very good.
That's pretty good. All right.
All right.
And the throwing up factories is really my favorite.
God.
Part of that.
God.
No way. You all mock, but remember the most popular toy like 2 years ago was unicorns pooping? It feels like it's in the same realm. Little beans that throw up. I feel like you could sell
you
that toy.
You fucked up, Matt, because you needed to get into weird toy design. You could have been a hero.
Either
instead,
weird toy design or weird fetish stuff.
Often the same thing. Okay. All right. Well, speaking of weird fetish stuff, do we have any fan art?
What?
No, I'm kidding. Do we have any fan art, Will?
We did get a lot of people tweeting at us about the big Fast and the Furious news, which is that they're going to space. It's been confirmed now by two separate Furious Fasters that the next movie is going to space. So anytime now, Universal, you want us to fucking, you know, write a good one, we'll do it. Hit us up.
Are we going to have to do that? Are we just going to have to do that again now that we've seen up to Fast and Furious 9? That we just have to do it again? Maybe we'll just have to do it.
What they didn't have that we had is Dom Toretto's son. They also
didn't have the, we just assume aliens are part of this.
So this is the other thing, actually, because this next one is Fast and the Furious 9, right? So they actually got to space a movie faster than we thought they would.
That's
all that
true.
Was like, there's going to need to be one movie before they go to space. So we were wrong.
We were actually totally wrong.
So anyway, look forward to seeing the Fast Gang in space. I do not believe we have any fan art this week, but you can check out our past fan art at Storybreak at twitter.com/RJStorybreak or on our Facebook group, bit.ly/StorybreakFB. Thanks, as always, to the Maximum Fun Podcast Network, where we do this podcast. I stole Freddie's line. Go ahead, Freddie.
No, that's all right. Thanks, Chad Ellis, for editing. Thanks, Maximum Fun, for having us on their podcast network. Head to MaximumFun.org and listen to these ads for these great shows. We love the other shows on the platform. You should give them a listen. MaximumFun.org for all your podcast needs. That's right. Well, that's going to do it for us this week. I just want to say I'm Freddie Wong, and I have no victories on Fall Guys despite playing it quite a bit.
Oh, my gosh.
I am Will Campos, and I have only played Fall Guys once, and then it stressed me out too much, so I haven't played it. But I feel like I got the crown. I feel like we all got the crown on this
week. We got the crown. My name is Matt Arnold. And you know, I think everything we came up with makes sense if they're coffee beans.
That's true.
Because they like coffee vomit. I mean, bean vomit, coffee.
That's your two jobs at the factory is you're either a coffee barfer or a coffee pooper. Oh, and so...
Let's get out of here before we commit any more crimes against IP.
All right.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.
Macho Man to the top rope. The flying elbow. The cover. We've got a new champion.
We're here with Macho Man Randy Savage after his big win to become the new world champion. What are you going to do now, Match?
I'm going to go listen to the newest episode of the Tights and Fights podcast, oh yeah.
Tell us more about this podcast.
It's the podcast of power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, woke discussions, man, and jokes about wrestlers' fashion choices, myself excluded, yeah.
I can't wait to listen.
Neither can I. You can find it Saturdays on Maximum Fun. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.